This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Yellowstone National Park has seen about 24% more visitors January through May of this year compared to the same time period in 2014. The National Park Service says some of that increase would be attributed to a new after-hours counter at the park's west entrance, but it also credits a mild winter and early spring for drawing more people to the park. Yellowstone has recorded over 515,000 recreational visits so far through May of this year. That compares to about 415,000 for January through May of last year. July is typically the park's peak visitation month, followed by August, June, September, and May. Investigators have determined that the fire at the Livestock Commission building in Miles City was an accident. However, KULR reports that because of the extensive damage to the building, the exact cause of the fire is still undetermined. Firefighters were called to the building just before 2:30 p.m. June 14th. When they arrived, the second story was on fire. Officials say that fire started in the main building. It caused an estimated $1 million in damage. There was no one in the building at the time. A Miles City firefighter had an unidentified medical emergency while at the scene and was sent to the hospital. He was released, though, the next day. The Chippewa Cree Tribe will hold a special election for a new chairman June 30th. The position has been vacant since 2012 when the tribe's business committee removed Ken Blatt St. Marks for corruption allegations. St. Marks denied any wrongdoing and says he was punished for cooperating with a federal corruption investigation. He was reelected as chairman in a previous special election, but removed again by the business committee. St. Marks is running again in this month's balloting. The Havre Daily News reports he's up against interim chairman Ted Whitford Sr., Warren Paul Small, and Raymond Jazz Parker. The Montana World Trade Center at the University of Montana recently completed a trade mission to Canada. The week-long event took the delegates to Calgary, Alberta, and Vancouver, British Columbia, where they developed sales agreements, cultivated new relationships, and explored potential opportunities within the Canadian market. As a result of the trade mission meetings, Agile Data Solutions of Missoula already has several software demos deployed, while other businesses established key relationships to build new business partners. Montana World Trade Center, the executive director, Brigida Miranda Freer, says the state had more than $500 million in exports to Canada last year. Environmentalists are asking a federal judge to block construction of a $59 million dam on the lower Yellowstone River, saying it threatens the endangered Palin sturgeon. Friday, the irrigators, who serve almost 500 farmers in eastern Montana and western North Dakota, sought to intervene in the case on the side of the government. The suggestion by Senator Steve Daines that the U.S. Treasury put the face of Jeanette Rankin on the $10 bill is being welcomed by advocates of the nation's first female congresswoman. Betsy Mulligan-Dagg, director of the Jeanette Rankin Peace Center, tells the Missoulian the nomination is a big step forward for women to be taken seriously in the world. Montana wildlife officials are getting more reports than usual about rattlesnakes in the Missoula Valley. Prairie rattlesnakes have always lived in west central Montana, but they're not as common as they are east of the Continental Divide. A biologist says hot weather can prompt rattlers to move to moist river bottoms in pursuit of rodents and cool temperatures. A Great Falls municipal golf course is using humor to warn players that they should watch out for hawks that have called the area home for years. The Great Falls Tribune reports tees and ball markers at Eagle Falls Golf Club bear slogans like "Play for Eagles, Watch for Hawks" to warn players about the birds that occasionally swoop down and have even struck people with their talons. Eagle Falls and Anaconda Hills golf pro Connie Kramer-Cowett says the hope is the approach will get people's attention more so than average institutional warnings. The birds are federally protected, and she says there isn't much more to be done except prepare people on the course. She says Eagle Falls is using humor but takes golfer safety quite seriously. Thanks a lot for listening. For Montana Headline News, I'm Edward O'Brien.